The Mixtape here once again to tell you about all the movies and music and cool stuff that you might be interested in here on the Weekly Movie Update. Oh my god, finally something I actually want to see. February the 2nd, Argylle. I gotta be honest, from the previews, this looks like a J kind of movie. Action, comedy, good cast, Henry Cavill, Bryce Dallas Howard, Sam Rockwell, and my man John Cena. The plot of this, a spy novelist is inadvertently pulled into a real-life version of one of her books with her cat in tow. It looks crazy, it looks funny. I'm looking forward to this one. Been looking forward to it since I first saw the preview. So this one's going to be a little weird. This one is hitting Shudder, but to all my Dario Argento fans, Dario Argento Panico. This is a documentary that takes an in-depth look at the life and legacy of this Italian horror filmmaker, Dario Argento. Again, that one is hitting Shudder. Coming to Netflix, Orion and the Dark. This one's from DreamWorks, and it's heading, like I said, straight to Netflix. This fantasy comedy, it's about a kid afraid of pretty much everything, but most especially, he's afraid of the dark. And this is the story of what happens when the dark takes form and then pulls this kid off on a journey around the world to show him that night can be a really cool thing. This film was written by Charlie Kaufman, who gave us Being John Malkovich and Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, two movies I absolutely love. This is weird, but I love. This one looks like a lot of fun. And again, heading to Netflix. Now we're going to move on over to Peacock and a film called Bosco. Bosco, this one's based on a true story. This is the story of Quatne Bosco Adams, who also is a producer of the film, so that's kind of cool. Bosco was sentenced to 35 years for attempted possession of marijuana. He escaped from a federal maximum security prison while under 24-hour surveillance and in solitary, and he did it all with the help of a woman he met through a personal ad. This movie looks and sounds really fascinating, and with Aubrey Joseph, Nikki Blonsky, Tyrese Gibson, Theo Rossi, Thomas Jane, and Vivica Fox attached, plus music by Snoop Dogg, DDG, and The Game, I actually have high hopes for this film. And now, to finish things off, we're going to move into a little bit of music releasing. I'm going to be honest, music is one of those things, man, we just don't get a lot. There's a lot of bands I don't know, because there's just a lot of bands I don't know. At this point, they're coming out of the woodwork, and it's hard to keep up. It's not like it was back in my day. But the one I am interested in this week is KMFDM, Let Go. This is the 23rd album from this industrial band, and it promises to be filled with some of the same crazy awesomeness we've all grown to expect from KMFDM. I was listening to these guys back in the 90s. They're still kicking it out there today. And that is it. That's it for this week's movie and music update. We'll be back next week to give you more upcoming releases. Until then, go forth, watch movies, and stay awesome.